It's not what Jesus told us to do. Jesus told us to go make disciples. What's the definition of a disciple? A disciple is someone that forsakes everything to follow him. A disciple is somebody that continues in his word constantly. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of him. There it is again. Know him. Knowledge of him. Know him. Jesus said, John 17, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, the one whom you have sent. That's eternal life. Knowing him. Relationship. Like walking with him in the garden, just like Adam did. God, thank you that you're with me. God, I love you. It seems weird. I don't really see him, so I don't know if I can talk to him. Well, do you believe that he'll never leave you nor forsake you? He's there. Speak up. He is. He's the Word of God. It's hard for him not to say anything. He is the Word. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and in others they won't follow. Right? How are we going to know what Jesus is saying if we never get in his Word? You're going to hear all kinds of stuff coming. Well, this is me, this is me, this is me. Yeah, this is God. This is how it seems. That seems like God. Well, maybe that's God. Well, maybe that's God. No, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. How do you know what Jesus' voice is? Well, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, John 1, and the Word was God. So in the beginning, Jesus was. And Jesus was with God, and Jesus is God. When you see him, you see the Father. So if we continue in his word, oh God, it's the only thing that set me free. I'm telling you out of a personal